Hello, and welcome to Culture Shock, the pop culture podcast brought to you by four aging millennials and our outdated opinions. I'm your host, Doug, and with me as always is...
I'm Corey, and listen, I'm not the nicest guy in the universe because I'm the smartest, and being nice is something stupid people do to hedge their bets.
I'm Mike. There's a lesson here, and I'm not going to be the one to figure it out.
I did it, Morty. I turned us into a podcast episode.
Oh, jeez.
All right, and if you haven't noticed, we've been putting this off for a long time because he shall not be named, hates this show with a bloody passion. It's his least favorite show on Earth.
Voldemort?
Voldemort doesn't have a nose for these kind of things.
Voldemort, yeah. Why do you hate this show so much?
But anyway, we're going to talk about Rick and Morty. Corey, do you want to lead us off? I think you're probably the biggest fan here.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I don't know why I went into
Keeping a Morty. The Morty
it was very Morty.
Yeah, I guess I can.
Well, Doug, I suppose I can.
Oh, geez, Corey.
I'm not going to shove that up my ass, Rick.
You got to put it way up your butt. The mega seeds, Morty.
We need them. I fucking love the end of that first episode, man.
I know.
He's just super fucking smart. And then, oh no, that'll go away. You're going to go paralyzed for like 2 weeks.
That's just a side effect of the mega seeds, Marty. They give you super intelligence and then you lose all motor function.
That's such a good way to start the show.
I have to say, I'm very proud of us. None of us use the "you son of a bitch, I'm in."
"You son of a bitch, I'm in."
The most fucking common quote from Rick and Morty.
It is the most memed, I think. That and Pickle Rick. Or Little Rick. I'm Little Rick.
Fucking Little Rick, such a good episode.
He's such a badass.
My real body's dying in a vat.
Are you asking for help, Rick? No. Please come help me. Please help me. I'm sad. I fucking love it.
Oh, man.
The gif I use the most from this show is the guy that's like, yes.
Do I get a promotion?
Yes. I use that a lot. So I'm going to go ahead and start this off with saying that of the three of us, yes, three of us, Adrian was a punk bitch this week. I think I'm the only one who's seen all of five. Yes.
Correct.
I'm a little behind, but I've seen 1 through 4 like 50 times. So.
And I've already literally bought the first two episodes as they come out just so I own them.
Super fan.
I'm a goddamn hard... Like, the day it came out, the next day, Adult Swim had it on their website. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll watch it on there. The next week, I'm like, well, I gotta wait till Monday. It's on Sunday. Get on there Monday, and it's locked. It says you have to be a member to watch the second episode. I was pissed. So I got on Vudu, and I bought the first two episodes.
That's how they get you.
That is how they get you. But they didn't get me, motherfuckers. I went and bought it somewhere else. That's well, how they got me.
Somebody got you. It just wasn't them.
Somebody got me. Vudu gets me a lot. I own a lot of movies and TV
shows. And that Vudu service come a long way because I remember it was really this junk site that had nothing on it.
Yep.
Now you're literally giving it money.
Oh, I've given it so much money.
I'm wondering if part of that is in fact or due to the fact that like when people used to buy DVDs and Blu-rays, not that people do that anymore. Weirdos, if you do. But like it came with like a free Vudu download of the movie too.
Oh god, you're right, it was a Vudu download.
Vudu or Movies Anywhere, they were the two big ones.
Yeah, like I don't even think I own a device that I can put a disc in anymore. My computer doesn't have a disc drive. Oh, my PS3.
Now that I switched to a digital PS5, I don't have anywhere to put a disc.
I just realized my computer doesn't have a disc drive.
It's because you just don't need them anymore. They're just so unnecessary.
But mine still has a floppy drive, so.
Wow. You wonder why we have tech issues sometimes, guys. This is what I have to deal with.
I'm still running Windows 97, baby.
That was never a thing. Windows 97 isn't real.
Yeah.
Windows 97 isn't real. It can't hurt you.
It wasn't real.
we're just gonna pretend like it's real.
This is one of those few shows that really started strong. The first season is actually quite fun. A lot of times with cartoons like this, even Futurama, as much as I love it, if you don't get past the first 4 or 5 episodes of Futurama, you're not going to get into the real good, deep stuff.
I would agree with that fully, actually.
But Rick and Morty kind of grabs you right away. Like that pilot episode, pulls him out of school, takes him to this planet with flies, and they're just killing motherfuckers. And this one fly gets shot, and he's like, tell my wife I love her, and he like dies. It's real fucked up. And he's trying to get this kid to shove things up his ass to take home through customs.
Way up your butt, Morty.
It started so strong. In my opinion, is only one... No, actually, there's not a bad episode in that whole first season.
Dog episode's weak.
The dog episode is weak.
I don't think so.
But the B story where they're inceptioning all the people and they end up with Scary Terry is kind of worth it for me, even though it's the second episode and they eventually end up in this weird sex dream where Summer's coming on to Morty. And it's like only the second episode. You don't even know Summer yet.
I'm an old man and little boy.
She's like coming on to him and squeezing her boobs in his face.
Does somebody having sexual hangups in the pleasure dome?
Completely forgot about that. And to think about what they did in season 5 with the giant sperm.
Yeah. Indomortan spray or whatever it's called.
Yeah. he ejaculated into that horse thing. Yeah, right.
The giant horse thing, and it's his sister's egg. And then it goes off into space and creates a giant deformed incest baby. The fifth season is pretty fucked up, guys. Gorton, Jerry, Sis, Rick, Vengeon. I don't even know what it's making fun of there, honestly. But it's an episode where his sperm baby comes back. That is the weakest episode of that season.
But So Morty had a Gazorpazorp baby with his... So he's had multiple children at this point. This high school kid.
That's weird. Yeah, he's not even out of school yet, and he's had 2 kids. One of them's a giant monster, and one of them's a giant floating incest baby in space.
Oh, my God. Man, I gotta watch season 5, Stat.
It's such a good show. I love it so much.
What's your favorite season 1 episode, Mike?
Oh, God. Well, see, oh, that's funny that you asked that, because like I it used to be the dog episode. You guys talk about how weak it is. I thought it was really clever. You know, he gave the dog a brain, and of course, naturally, the dog gets the intelligence to be like, you know what, fuck you, human. And the only one that he's nice to is Morty, because Morty's the only one that showed him compassion.
Where are my testicles, Summer?
Of course, you know, I'm trying to remember. What is the Interstellar TV?
Was it
is
Rick the one Steven?
That there's not an interdimensional cable episode till the second season.
Not till the second season? Son of a bitch.
The first one's in the second season.
Are you sure?
Oh wait, hold on.
No, you're not right.
You're wrong, you bitch. So. Oh. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, it's Rick Steven Minutes. I was right.
Yeah. So to me, my favorite of the first season is probably a toss-up between Rixty Minutes and, of course, the Mr. Meeseeks.
Meeseeks and Destroy.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me!
Crack me over, they're like, yeah, we're going to take a stroke off Jerry's game. We're going to murder him!
Can do, Jerry! I just want to die. I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me, I'm the longest I've been awake for 14 hours.
We don't usually exist this long. It's getting weird.
The Meeseeks just keep creating more Meeseeks to try and help. That's such a good episode.
And I'd like to point out, since we bring this shit up a lot, both the IMDb score and Rotten Tomatoes, this is probably one of the highest rated series we've ever talked about, has a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 9.2 out of 10 on IMDb. So when you hear Adrian bitch about it, I'd like anyone to just remind him of those two things.
It's kind of funny. So when we all got together to decide to do this podcast, at that time, Adrian and I had never seen an episode.
Whores.
I agree. Fucking whores.
I got to thinking, and you know, I'm sitting there, I'm making fun of it, and I never seen it, and I'm just making fun of it to make fun of it, which is all Adrian's doing. And
that's true.
I was like, you know, I'm going to actually just give this show a shot. And I like Corey said, I was hooked. I was hooked from the very beginning.
It gets you pretty quick.
I'm not gonna say that the show like made me laugh a lot. Even with that in mind, like I was still hooked. Like I still wanted to watch. I wanted to see what was happening. It was funny, but not like in a like laugh your ass off funny.
It wasn't slapstick.
Right.
You appreciate Rick's quick throwaway lines the second watch through.
Oh yeah.
Like there's that episode where he's like I can't remember exactly what's happening, but he says, stay still. The gonorrhea can't see you if you don't move. Morty goes, really? And he goes, oh crap. That was T-Rex. I'm thinking T-Rex, run. And they like, I don't know why, but that line gets me. Oh crap. I was thinking T-Rex, run.
I don't know if you guys remember me saying this. When I watched the first episode, the only complaint that I had, and they got away from it a little bit, which was nice. Was that, you know,
I know what you're gonna
Rick
say.
Yeah. Rick burped way too much.
He did.
And he said Morty's name way too much.
And he had the spittle on his mouth all the time.
That didn't really bother me too much.
That bothered me a little bit.
It was to showcase that he was drunk at that point.
Yeah, he becomes way more, I don't want to say morally grounded because that's not accurate for Rick Sanchez.
No.
But he definitely loves his family more as the show goes on.
That's true.
My biggest complaint of season one is that it's just a throwaway episode of the week. And then that's why I feel like it gets so much stronger when season two starts, because they have that
absolutely
underlying storyline that really gets good, especially when they start incorporating my favorite character in the series, Evil Morty.
Oh, man.
Dude, I love those that arc. Every time they do an episode with Evil Morty, I'm like, yes, more.
There's a lot of really good stuff come up. Happening right now in season six. I won't spoil any of that for you because it's pretty damn good. But
is it Evil Morty related?
I'm not going to say anything, but there's a lot of past stuff from the first five seasons creeping into season six. I like it.
I heard season five was, they didn't really push any storylines or anything much.
Not really. It was kind of episode by episode.
Throwaway episodes.
Yeah, but they're all funny. Except,
yeah.
Honestly, the only two that are not funny is the one where, okay, and they're funny. They're the weaker ones of season five are the two we talked about where Morty fucks that cow machine. He literally fucks a...
It's a the horse machine.
It's a horse machine. They have the horse fuck it.
To ejaculate the horse to get the sperm. Yeah.
And they put it into a female horse to breed them. But Morty is visiting his mom at the veterinary clinic and he finds out what it does. And of course, he goes all Morty on it, like, oh, fuck, I could use that. So he fucks it. And then they take that sperm and they put it in the egg of Summers that she... It's all very complicated, but...
So what's your favorite episode from season one, Corey?
Probably the... It's the 10th episode. It's right before the finale. It's called Close Rick Counters of the Rick Kind, where they go to the Citadel and Morty learns about all the different Rick and Mortys throughout... And they're chasing him around all these different dimensions where there's like pizza people and all these different Mortys. That's where it's where you meet Evil Morty, right?
Because he's one of the ones trapped and he has like at the end you find out he was the one controlling the Rick the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you meet Simple Rick, Jerry's best friend. So, I mean.
Dude, Simple Rick is top tier.
Yeah, he is. It's so funny.
No, it's because it's important to you, Jerry. That's what makes it special. The end, he's like standing on the street looking in the window.
He's just sitting out there in the rain. He waves to him. That's probably my favorite episode.
That's a good one. Oh, and it sets up such a great side plot. Oh, what a top tier storyline. I guess my favorite episode from the first season... Probably M. Night Shyamalan aliens. David Cross is one of the alien, and they're trying to get the dark matter recipe or whatever from Rick.
I love that twist, man. When they think they got it from him.
That's the one with the guy that goes, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not as smart as you think, Rick, because they got the formula from you in the end. They sure did, Jerry. They sure did.
Yes.
the whole fucking ship explodes.
Yep.
That's sure the episode did. With David Cross, man. I love him so much.
I know, me too. I'm such a massive fan.
So am I.
I feel like he doesn't get enough love.
Well, it's because he's very divisive.
He's very political.
There's not a single stand-up special of his where he doesn't have like five plus people walk out in the
Oh, man. It's either politics or religion. He does both.
Yeah, and he loves when people get up and leave. It's like, what did you expect? You knew who I was, and you came here and just to get upset and leave. Fucking idiots.
Do you know what else David Cross is in, which is one of my favorite things ever?
What?
Small Soldiers.
Yeah, he's one of the scientists.
Sure is.
He's the one that delivers that. You put munitions chips in toys?
Yeah.
But he's the best in Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck is he in Men in Black?
Which they never explain, by the way, because in the first Men in Black, he's the guy killing cockroaches at the...
Oh, right.
He gets like fucking webbed to the... But then in the second movie, he's the conspiracy guy that runs the movie store who has the movie about the Men in Black. So it's never really discussed whether he's the same guy or...
That'd be funny if he was just another character. Man, it's kind of hard, honestly, picking a best episode from season one. There's so many strong episodes. Rick doesn't cough. He burps, Corey. Get it right.
Yeah, how dare you?
I can't get it right. I'm trying. Speaking of trying to pick impossible favorite episodes, season two, it is literally impossible. There's, I think, five on here that would tie for first. There's a big emotional moment in season two that trumps anything else that happens in that season. But other than that, there's five really fucking strong episodes in the second season of the 10. And that is A Wrinkle in Time is really fucking good.
Way to start the season strong, you know?
Like, no shit. They bring that guy back too eventually. That little guy at the end that has to fix their time fuck up. They're like the time police or whatever.
Oh yeah, the talking testicle.
Yeah, yeah. They come back at some point too.
Oh, you thought he was just gonna mess with time? I was just
gonna get away with it, huh?
I love the name of a lot of these episodes, and it just kind of shocks me because one of the episodes is literally called Morty Night Run.
I knew you were gonna bring that up.
Where Doug's like, "You just make it a movie."
I mean, you are clearly. That's called Morty Night Run. Whatever Midnight Run is.
It's literally like, and there's a whole reason they name him these too, because he's a kind of being a bounty hunter going after.
That's their whole shtick, is they follow the name of the episode.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Like, that's the one with, I forget the bounty hunter's name. I just love killing people. No, I'm sure he had a good reason. Nope, I just love killing.
Nope, just love killing people.
This is the way the world works.
The mantis thing or whatever?
Yeah, fucking, what's his name? Crumbopulous something. Something Crumbopulous, the fucking bounty hunter. Crumbopulous. I can't remember. I'll never remember.
Is it Gromflamite Fred?
No. It's Crumbopulous something. I remember that much. He's the one trying to kill the fucking gas creature.
Okay. Oh, Crumbopulous Michael.
There we go, yeah.
Oh, it's Andy Daly. That's why I like it so much. I love everything Andy Daly does.
I think, honestly, out of the entire season two, Get Swifty is kind of annoying to me. Not going to lie.
Show me what you've got.
That song is terrible.
I've traveled. I care about nothing. I've traveled the entire cosmos because I don't care about anything. Water tea becomes iced tea once again.
That's right.
I'm back. I care now. I care now. Jesus. You guys made me care now. Oh, I love that episode, actually.
Yeah, so it did spawn a phrase that lots of people use to this day. Get Swifty.
Oh, take off your pants. Shit on
the
floor.
Most of the people that say Get Swifty don't even know what the fuck it means.
I know.
Plus, we got the president. Keith David is the president. He's fucking hilarious in that show.
That is the first time the president shows up, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And he thinks that he can, like, tangle with Rick. He's like, the invisible, like, assassins are all there. He's like, I knew they were there the whole time. Was that Keith David? Keith David, is that what you
said? It's Keith David, yep.
Oh shit, okay.
I fucking love that.
I'm not saying I hate that episode. I just out of that entire season, it's probably my least favorite.
Man, like, cause we got Interdimensional Cable 2.
Yeah.
We got Look Who's Purging Now.
That's, I love that fucking episode.
Look Who's Purging Now might, man, I don't know if I can pick one episode from this season.
That you don't like?
I don't think there's a... Yeah, that I don't like? I think the
Wedding Squatchers.
Nah, it's probably Big Trouble in Little Sanchez if I had to pick one that I don't like from the season.
I like that one.
And, of course...
I mean, that's what I mean. Like,
they dive into the Beth and Jerry shit. Nobody cares about that.
It is funny to have that little, like, meek, basically sticking its ass in the air Jerry thing. The worm Jerry just keeps putting his ass in the air. I fucking like, love that,
oh,
though.
Man, is this how you see me? I love Beth-centric episodes, and I love Jerry-centric episodes, but I don't like Beth and Jerry-centric episodes, if that makes sense as much. I think they're stronger apart.
No. I'm Mike, and I hate love.
There's no love there.
No.
They're only together for the kids. And you've seen how fucked up Summer and Morty both are.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they have an incest baby in season 5.
That's right.
It cracks me up that Summer is voiced by this...
Sarah Chalk.
No, that's Summer. Beth. Sorry. Yeah. Summer's voiced by Chelsea Spencer Grammer.
I don't think she does anything else, does she?
Well, she was in a show a long time ago.
Oh, God.
That I begrudgingly watched called Greek. It was an ABC Family show. It ran for 4 seasons. It was actually pretty decent for the just an ABC Family show. But it was just weird when I first started watching it. I recognized her voice immediately.
Man, when it comes to basic cable shows, man, you are an idiot savant.
She was a soap actress before she.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you go from that to Rick and? That's wild.
It's kind of
like
cool.
Sarah Chalk. She fit right in. Like she's hilarious and everything.
I recognized her voice right away too. I'm like, hey.
And it's funny that you've never even seen Scrubs.
Oh, actually, I've started watching Scrubs.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I just bounced back and forth between that and Futurama.
That's a good bounce back.
Yeah. So have you made it through a full season?
Scrubs or Futurama? Futurama, I'm in season 3.
Oh, you finished 2 seasons now. Good job.
Well, the second season took a little bit because it's the longest one.
Now we can admit, now we can tell you the truth that you're probably unaware of is we did a Futurama episode ages ago.
I know.
I just want you to fucking
I listen to all of our episodes.
We'll do another one when you're done.
Well, actually, that we had that idea. We talked about like certain episodes that we've done where certain parties have never watched or whatever.
Yeah,
we kind of do like a redux or whatever you want to call it. You know, like hey, we're gonna revisit this.
Adrian's still going to be waiting for our Seinfeld episode that probably never
happens. Probably for the rest of eternity, really.
He can do the episode by himself.
He'd have to offer me something great to get me to sit through that abortion of a TV show.
I thought about doing a Buffy episode all by myself. I'd just talk about it. Fuck you guys.
Any episode you guys want to do where I don't care about the subject, I'll literally come on and just ask questions.
You know, Mike, in all honesty, I could probably handle Buffy considering I've seen every single episode of The Vampire Diaries.
I didn't hate Buffy. I liked it.
I've seen bits and pieces of The Vampire Diaries because Amber really likes it, and I didn't hate it. It was not like it didn't seem like a bad show.
It's definitely a CW show.
I definitely think Buffy's better.
But yeah, I just throwing that out there. I could probably handle it. Anyway, back to Rick and Morty. So, what would be your guys' favorite episodes from season 2 then?
Oh God,
I'm a bit of a sucker for the emotional aspects of shows like this, like when they can tug at your heartstrings, because that's not typically what they do.
No, I'm right there with you.
So the very end of the season when Rick decides to turn himself in to save his family kind of gets me. Yeah, so that's my favorite moment of the whole season. As for episode, it's probably Total Rickall. Where all the characters are coming in and they're having the fake memories and the house ends up full of fake characters. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, the greatest love story that we never get told, Sleepy Gary and Jerry. The true love story.
They're down to 6 people and Beth shoots Mr. Poopy Butthole and he's real.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Beth?
That's always fucked with me. So because in that episode, they put him in the intro with Rick and Morty like on his adventures. Like, what the fuck is going on? Who is this guy? And he's just there, and it's like, he's clearly a fucking fake. Like, he can't be real, and he is.
And he is real.
At the end, they go to, like, see him in the hospital, and she's like, he needs you to go, Beth. He forgives you, but you have to leave.
That was pretty clever, yeah. I think Look Who's Purging Now is probably my favorite episode of the season.
It's definitely up there for me.
Oh, yeah. Let's cut back to 2 weeks ago when you were alive.
When him and that girl put on the suits at the end and just go kill all those rich fucks.
Yeah. Oh
my God, that's such a badass part of the show.
Yeah, I love how like Rick is just like, all right, Morty, that's probably enough purging now. Okay. It's getting a little gratuitous, even for me. Mine's kind of like a toss-up. I think interdimensional cable, too, just because I love, like, the... I just love the fact that it's not scripted at all. It's just totally, like...
Is that the one where they talk about putting a new penis on Jerry or whatever?
No, they want to use his penis, yeah. And they give Beth the fucking brochure about all the fake ones that they can replace
it
with.
She starts to try and talk him into it. And then he wants to keep his dick, and she's like, are you sure? Cause...
But have you seen this?
Yeah, that one cracked me up pretty good.
The atmosphere on his home planet was made of mostly all heroin. He needs to breathe it to survive. This guy's trying to get out of giving away his penis. Oh, fuck. But yeah, I love, like, just the fucking... What's the... Struggling. Apparently, I'm bad at it.
What?
When it's not scripted, they're just doing it on the spot. Improv, yeah. Apparently, I suck at that. The way that they improv all the skits on the TV while having like this actual storyline going.
Oh yeah,
like with real fake doors.
They follow the guy the whole way home, just in traffic all the way home. Then he goes in his house and he's like, real fake doors. Like it just goes right back into the commercial. Yeah.
Pikel and fuck you, Pikel.
And what's what's the one guy?
The guy constantly fights a truck.
Constantly nervous that somebody's behind him or something.
Who's behind me?
Yeah.
Personal space. Stay out of my personal space. Two. Get out of my personal space.
That is the kind of humor that you really have to enjoy, because the interdimensional cable episode could be boring for people who don't find stupid humor funny, but I absolutely do. So it works for me.
Yeah, because that's the one was like the guy tries to fight a car, and they're just like,
yeah.
Like and the car wins and
just
again.
Crushes the fuck out of them.
They're just laughing their ass off while trying to do the improv. I resonate with that kind of comedy so much. It's probably my favorite kind of shit when it's just senseless, meaningless, like jokes and shit. Any other moments from season two you want to mention before I move on to three?
Just that season two is cool. I took Mike's thing.
Oh man.
No.
I do like that you find out Rick's ship is all run on a little universe that he created.
I like that little episode.
Is the microverse in season two?
Yeah, yeah. It's, the Ricks must be crazy.
Oh, right. God, it's such a good episode. Oh, and that has fucking Stephen Colbert as a guest voice, as the alien who's just like Rick.
Zeep. Oh, Alan Tudyk's also in that one.
Oh, shit.
And Nathan Fielder. There's actually a lot of really funny people.
In my opinion, season two is when the show really takes off, because you notice that they start incorporating a storyline that carries across episode to episode. Yep. And it becomes a really big deal. And it's like, now you're not just watching to laugh, but you're watching to find out what happens next. And
I'm not 100% sure that first season he had a whole complete scheduled idea.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, I think he was just having fun with it, and then he realized he could actually do something with this.
Yeah, like, the only thing that really carried over from season one was the fact that they abandoned their universe and had to sleep into a new one from Rick Bush number 9.
Well, the dog is gone because they all went to a different universe, that's right.
They never really talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, they send all the dogs into the portals at the end. That's why there's no dogs on Earth, like, you never see another dog again.
That's a good point. I never even, like, think about it. Yeah.
That's probably why Doug loves the show so
much.
What
a wonderful world that would be.
Boom. See? There it is.
Hey, I have never hid my feelings about dogs on our show. It's not my fault that we keep cutting the episodes that I say it in.
I was, you know, I really wanted to kind of ask you about this because it dawned on me the other day when we were talking about Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
Like, you hate dogs.
Can't stand
him. He literally voiced Chance from Homeward Bound 1 and 2.
I didn't watch it.
But you love Michael J. Fox.
And I hate dog movies. I hate dog movies more than I like Michael J. Fox, Mike.
All right, there you go. All right. We've found the line.
There's a scale, Mike, and it tipped the other direction.
Yeah.
There's a dog Michael J. Fox scale.
There's a dog anything else in this planet
I don't
scale.
Think anybody's ever said that sentence ever.
Yeah.
There's a dog Michael J. Fox scale.
My hatred for my disdain of dogs is so great that there's almost nothing on this planet that can counterbalance that hatred. They suck.
And now that Doug is the villain of our podcast.
Well, hold on, Corey, you just gotta understand that Doug's really just misunderstood.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I needed this.
I knew Mike would be on his side as soon as he was a bad guy.
See, it's really dogs that are at fault. They scarred me emotionally as a child, and so I've had to grow up in a world hating them because of them. They did it to themselves.
Look, I didn't even have to defend him. He can defend himself.
Like the Jedi, they brought it upon themselves.
In his viewpoint, dogs are evil.
From my viewpoint, dogs are evil.
Oh my god, okay.
Do you guys want the answer? Do you want to know why I dislike dogs?
I mean, yeah, if you want to share it.
So growing up, we had neighbors that had a dog, a giant husky, right? But they didn't fucking take care of it, like, at all. It was just always chained up outside, and it was super wild. Like, you couldn't go near it without it, like, fucking trying to jump on you and shit. And I'm a tiny child, and this thing's, like, four times the size of me. And all it did was bark and growl and shit at you. And it, like, one day, like, it got off its leash and never came back. And I was so I was so happy, even though they were all so sad, because I could walk down the sidewalk without having to walk into the street past their house, so I didn't get jumped on by a giant fucking dog, and like I didn't have to hear it bark all through the night anymore. And that's just, and it just, that painted dogs in a negative light for me my entire life.
Just made fun of Mike's favorite breed of dog too.
Yeah, he didn't make fun of it.
I'm not making fun of it.
No. And I wasn't even going to say anything bad about his story. If anything, hey, Doug's old neighbors when he was a kid, you're pieces of shit, and I hope you die.
If you're listeners, I actually agree with that.
But yeah, so it just left such a negative impact on me at a young age. And like my whole life is like, I don't want dogs. I don't want to be around dogs. I don't want
to
hear dogs.
You don't do that to dog. Like, no wonder you had a bad experience. You don't leave a dog tied out like that.
Doug, what you actually should have done was later in life got a dog and treated it better.
No, I had cats.
Fuck cats.
Cats have never wronged me. I love them.
All villains have to be born somehow.
Doug was born in 1990.
The year the Earth was doomed was the year I was born. I will bring intergalactic death upon us all.
Speaking of intergalactic, Rick and Morty.
Precisely.
They travel the dimensions.
Oh, yeah. So season 3, probably my favorite season overall.
It's one of the strongest, for sure.
And that's when Pickle Rick's introduced.
That isn't even close to my favorite episode.
No, you know, honestly, I have to be honest.
Dude, Jaguar. Jaguar's in that episode.
It was so hyped that when I watched it, I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, the internet has.
I don't get that. I think Pickle Rick's a great episode.
It is a great episode.
It is. No, if it hadn't been built up as much as it was, I probably would have enjoyed it a lot more.
I feel like this is something with you and Adrian specifically, is that if something's popular, you just feel the need to dislike it somehow.
No, it was built up way too much. Like, they were like, it's the greatest episode ever, and I'm like, I mean, it's good, but it's not.
Thanks, Jaguar. He saves.
That's right. Mike, that episode is as popular as it is because Pickle Rick's an easy, like, merchandise item and
it's true.
Mascot.
I will say I thoroughly enjoyed his ingenuity.
Fuck yeah, dude. That was great.
By killing all those, like, fucking roaches and stuff. And becoming,
roaches, then
like,
mice, or rats, then...
See, I bet to these guys you were special. You even have a name, but to me, you're nothing. You're just another rat. His name is like Scar.
The therapist even drags it out of him that he went through this whole experience just not to come to therapy. And he's had the antidote the whole fucking time, but he just didn't take it because he didn't want to be there. I love that they call him out on it right away. Is this set up to a timer and that needle's going to drop on you and turn you back into a human? No, what? No, no.
So, and they just take the antidote. And so Beth just, like, snags it. So you don't mind if we just take this with us? Nope, not at all. Fuck.
Well, she wouldn't be Rick's daughter. She wasn't smart.
I refuse to believe that Rick Sanchez didn't have something in his lip, like he could bite his lip, drink the pickle juice, and turn back into Rick. I refuse to believe it. He's always ready.
No, he's definitely... Some people have definitely got the better of him a couple times. Not very often, but...
It doesn't happen, Mike.
He definitely gets bamboozled.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, sorry.
But, like, in this season, right out the gate, it starts just as strong. It probably starts even stronger than season 2 with
the Rick Shank Redemption.
And oh, hell yeah, where we get a glimpse at his true backstory, but then the they like joke about it and like, is it actually? So you're like, fuck, is it his real backstory? Did this all happen? And you don't know. I heard they finally answer those questions.
They did, but I'm not going to tell you because it's a season six thing.
Oh, and see, they answer it in season six?
They do.
Sons of bitches.
And it only took 5 years.
Yeah. They're wrapping up a lot of like the first five season stuff in the and I've only seen two episodes.
That worries me that they're looking to end the show.
I wouldn't say they're looking to end it. They're just tying shit up. But I got to point out, season 3, episode 1 aired on April 1st, 2017. So they even set up this epic backstory. And that's when they accidentally made the joke about the McDonald's Szechuan sauce from Mulan. And the entire fandom.
I need the sauce, AIDS. Morty. I need it.
So, like, everybody on the internet assaulted McDonald's about sauce until they gave us Szechuan sauce, which is mediocre at best.
Yeah, like, it was okay, but...
Can we talk about how they released the first episode on April 1st and then decided we're going to wait till July 30th to release the second episode?
Yep, it was 3 months later.
I feel like that was kind of, like, on purpose.
Yeah, that was definitely on purpose. Oh, yeah, because they released that episode on April 1st, like, on purpose. Okay, I remember that now, okay, because I was... Fuck, that was so long ago. 5 years. Goddamn. Has it really been 5 years since season 3?
Yeah. Christ.
It's been 7 years since season 1. Actually, it's been 9 years since season 1.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me?
And it's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Well, when I lived in Pittsburgh, it was a couple friends that I hung out with down there that got me into Rick and Morty. I had never, had no idea what it was. And I'm like, no, dude, you have to watch this. It was right before season 2 was coming out. Like, no, dude. And I ended up watching the whole first season. We like ended up hanging out and I watched the entire first season with them. Like the first, like as soon as the show started, and they're like,
I didn't see any Rick and Morty until season 3 was going to start.
Really?
Yeah. I decided to watch the first two seasons.
I thought you were like there since the beginning.
No. I watched that first thing he did with the YouTube the Marty, thing. Yeah.
The back of the back. Of the
and YouTube I didn't, thing. I thought it was a little too like, I don't know if you remember the show, Home Movies. That used to be on Adult Swim.
I loved Home Movies.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You guys didn't like Home Movies?
It's a rough... I like the, Coach McGurk.
The animation. Coach yeah, McGurk's exactly. Funny. I loved the coach.
Shut up, Brendan.
Shut up, Brendan.
Are you supposed to be drinking while you're coaching our practice? Shut up, Brendan.
Don't worry about what I'm doing, Brendan. Worry about yourself.
The animation was really shoddy, but yeah.
That was why, see... It was drawn a lot like Home Movies.
Yeah,
and rough. Okay.
I didn't care for it. So when Rick and Morty came out, I'm like, okay, it's crisp animation, but it's going to be the same humor. I don't give a shit. But then when season 3 was going to come out, people were starting to talk about Rick and Morty. A friend of mine said, no, it's really good, actually. I decided to give it a shot.
See, and then...
I fucking loved it.
But before you guys got me to watch it, I will fully admit, and Adrian does fall in this camp too, like... It was to the point where it was so popular and I had yet to see it that I was like, dude, fuck off already. Like, it sounds stupid.
Just a reminder, 95% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Let's just bring that up one more time.
But that's kind of how I fell into the whole not watching Game of Thrones thing, too. Is like, I just, you know, after a long enough time, I was like,
Mike,
it's so popular.
This is what we tried to explain to you earlier and you said no, but you're literally telling us exactly what we said.
Yeah,
it's so popular, you don't like it.
That's not what I said. No, I didn't.
Yes,
I didn't
it is
disagree.
What you're saying. Mike, you've said it twice now. No. It's just that so many people liked it that I didn't.
I didn't disagree with you guys when you said that's what. No, I didn't disagree with you guys earlier.
It's okay. Whether you did or didn't, the world will know because it's recorded forever on the internet. It'll be forever posted online. But yeah, you miss out. Watch Game of Thrones too.
I do plan to.
Just make sure your kids aren't around.
Yeah, God.
Oh, no, don't worry.
You don't know when it's coming either. It'll go from one normal scene where two people are talking to just an orgy of naked bodies fucking each other.
Hey.
It's fast.
I don't even watch Lucifer around my kids, so.
That's a pretty fucked up show.
I don't even watch Lucifer at all, so I can't even tell.
It's a pretty good show. I think you'd enjoy it.
It's procedural crime drama. That's true.
You would, yeah.
It was just do nothing for me.
I like some of them. If they have an interesting storyline, like Lucifer is part of it, I can watch it.
What was the one where they all had like weird powers? Like the dude could throw the coins perfectly into like the vending machine.
The Magicians?
Fringe. That one was sort of okay, but even that could only like keep me interested for like a season.
That was a show that came on right after Bones every fucking week.
I never knew what Fringe was about.
It's a procedural crime drama with people that have superpowers. Even that couldn't keep me hooked. So that's just like
That's what cracks me up is there's two procedural crime dramas airing episodes, like new episodes a week, back to back.
People are obsessed with them. Like they just don't do anything for me.
What channel were they on?
Fox.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess Fox doesn't do it as much as
the channel had 24 and Shield and Cops.
Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
Unironically, Cops is tight. I could watch that.
I watched it all. I watched
that's
every
not
episode.
A procedural crime drama. That's just
real life.
That's just real life. Yeah,
I'm watching real idiots do stupid things. I loved it.
Nowadays, body cam footage is everybody's worst fear.
Yeah, I know.
Season three, you said that's when we get Evil Morty, right?
No, season one, Morty already.
You saw Evil Morty? Oh, okay. Oh, he comes back in season three.
Which episode was it in season three?
Is it the Rick Lantis mix-up?
I know there's a lot of Rick and Morty. Because
it says the Citadel of Rick's undergoes major changes. Yep. I think that's it.
Yep. It is. Because they go to the Lost City of Atlantis, but we don't get to see any of that. They go there like to solve like all these things. Yeah,
right at the beginning.
We don't get to see anything of what they do. Instead,
they talk about all the sex they had and all the fun they had.
Yeah, like the fucking portal opens up, they jump in it, and then it takes us to the Citadel Ricks instead of following their adventure. It's like, that's beautiful.
Like, you sons of bitches. See, I've always thought about trying to do something like that with our podcast, but you guys are like, no, it'll confuse people, which it would.
Well, we never pretended that our listeners are as smart as Rick and Morty fans. I'm kidding.
Rick and Morty is visual.
Yeah.
It's easier to get away with that stuff when you can see what's happening.
All right, then I guess that's it. We're starting a video podcast.
You heard it here first, folks.
Nobody wants to see that.
In 2027, you'll get our first, we'll be a video podcast. Mark my words.
2027.
If we're not a video podcast by 2027, Culture Shock is dead.
I disagree.
Lynn, this is the last episode we ever released.
I disagree.
If you want a video podcast, tell Corey on Twitter. Blow it up. Tell him, be like, video podcast. We want to see Mike in person.
I'll show you pictures of all of us. You'll quickly change your minds if you say yes.
Yeah, you'll be terrified quickly.
But like, please don't do that.
Scare your children, everything, you know, your fish, they'll even turn away.
If any of our listeners watch Adrian's pathetic YouTube channel, I mean, great YouTube channel.
No, fuck him. Go to Baker Reviews and thumbs down every video. Don't subscribe.
Go to Baker Reviews and watch 2 seconds of every video.
And then stop.
Adrian actually isn't here because he died of sleep deprivation.
What is your favorite episode from season three?
Oh, mine's definitely the Rick Lantis mix-up.
I agree 100%.
I'm with you, Doug. I love the Evil Morty storyline.
I came here for jokes about Back to the Future, but I stayed for Evil Morty.
Absolutely. I fucking love it. It's brilliant. And the first time it reveals it, you don't see it coming. You're kind of like, whoa, no fucking way.
Oh, yeah. Like, when he's getting his hair cut a little off the top, I don't know, is it enough? And then he snaps his fingers and they kill everyone on the border. I'm just like, I lost my mind, dude. He was talking about being a different kind of Morty, and he wasn't kidding. It's like, oh, fuck. He tricked all the Ricks.
He tricked all the Ricks. That's impressive.
Corey.
You know, there's so many in season three that I could honestly say are probably my favorite, but... Like, I like the Rickshank Redemption. It's such a good fucking episode.
It's so hard to say.
I love that he's trying to, like, convince his grandkids which one he is. He keeps jumping from Rick to Rick until he's at, like, the best Rick.
Oh, gotta take a shit.
Yeah, I love that he blows up, pushes the button, gotta take a shit, and stands up and walks away.
You just blew up the set. You just transported the... No, hey, what you doing? This room is for... This moves the entire Citadel from one place to another.
We didn't even really talk about the fucking Mad Max episode.
That's Which my other... That? That's one of the ones that's tied for my favorite.
The Rick Mansing the Stone.
When they go to that, like, post-apocalyptic world and he has the giant arm.
And it's like has a mind of its own. Is your revenge over yet? No, it's just getting started. Oh,
that beautiful moment where Rick's teaching him a lesson, but he's drowning that prince in the bathtub. He's like having this beautiful conversation with him while he's drowning this guy. It's fucking hilarious.
Summer goes crazy.
And like it's dating one of the fucking like Badlands guys. Yeah. She doesn't want to go back home.
He has a weird mustache and he has a weird face. And
she never wants to go back home.
Oh, yeah. When the helmet comes off and he's just like a regular dude.
He's just a regular dude.
You're about to see my face. It's like, what do we get? Oh, it's a regular guy. I was expecting more.
But then the other one is rest and relaxation, where they pull the evil selves out of themselves.
Oh, the toxic sides of themselves. Yeah.
That's also a very good episode.
And that's when you find out that Rick feels like his love for his grandson is actually a toxic aspect of himself.
Yep.
Because the toxic version cared.
And Morty's actually super savvy, a fucking businessman and shit. Like, without his toxic traits of being insecure, he's actually a badass.
He fucking hits on that chick and she totally goes for it and everything. He's an evil little bastard.
Which is probably where evil Morty comes from.
Evil Morty is something. I can't wait to find out more. How do you feel about Morty's Mind Blowers replacing interdimensional cable episodes?
It was nice that they did something kind of different.
Honestly, the interdimensional cable episodes, I don't care about them that much.
Really?
Like, they're funny, but I've always hated in TV shows when they do the episode where they recap a bunch of stuff. That's what it felt like to me. It felt like one of those episodes. Like, when they're like, remember that time we did this? And that shows 15 scenes from the show we had just watched.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like those to me.
Longer shows that always do that halfway through the season. They waste an entire episode recapping the shit that you just binge watched.
Filler.
And season 4 is the other season that I think holds that spot for potentially best season next to season 3.
Very strong season.
Like, I don't know if there's a bad episode in this season.
I mean, it starts off pretty strong, just like the last.
The Death Crystal episode.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, just keep following. And he's doing anything that it says to try to get that future with Jessica.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, man.
And here she's just a hospice care worker.
There is a weak episode in that season, though.
Which one?
The one where Rick has a bunch of, like, gingerbread children with that planet and he fights Zeus.
Oh, fuck. Oh, dude, you don't like that episode?
You're talking about the Childrick of Mort?
Yeah. I like that Summer and Morty get super fucking high and fly the ship. And they're like talking real fast. Like, oh, this is totally what we should be doing. They're all excited about it. But for the most part, I don't like that episode. I love the fight between Rick and Zeus or God or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Because they accidentally fly through his head and kill him. Yeah. He's like, I love you guys. Are you guys high? Don't worry. I'll keep your secret. Your grandpa's.
He takes a hit of it real quick. All right, let's do this.
And then he ends up fucking like squealing on them anyway because gets them out of trouble.
Which one is them on the train?
They're on that season 5.
Is that season 5?
No, it's season 4.
Is it?
Yeah, because they joke about Evil Morty. Oh, fuck, what episode is that? It might, if it is season 5, then I've seen that episode.
Oh, no. It's episode 6 of season 4, the Never Ricking Morty. They're on the space train. I almost used a quote from that episode about that when he mentions to Morty about the buying into capitalism.
That episode scares me because they always made the joke that everything that was seen in that episode is true, but it will never happen. And they make a joke about even when they tease Evil Morty in that episode. So I just thought that they were just writing off the whole Evil Morty thing as a bit. And I was like, no.
I'm back and forth on the episode with the dragon. It's pretty funny.
I love that episode.
The best part of that episode is the last 5 minutes.
When they're having like the weird.
Oh my God. When they're all getting dragged up and he goes, oh my God, don't tell your parents about this. They're like having a orgasm, all three of them, and he's like, don't tell your parents about this. It's so fucking hilarious.
And like, I guess that episode's just prepping you for how fucked up season 5 supposedly gets. Because I thought that episode was I was like, wow, that episode was crazy.
Yeah, and me saying that was the least funny episode is I still love it. So It's hard. I don't have one in this season that I don't like.
I think the Vat of Acid episode might be my favorite.
It's my favorite.
How much Rick clings to it. He's like, no, this is a great idea. This is a stupid idea, Rick.
I love that so much.
He ends up setting up that whole life just to force Morty into getting into the Vat of Acid just to be like, well, if you just get in the Vat of Acid. Really, Rick?
I love that they just call it the Vat of Acid episode, too. It doesn't have any clever name.
I mean, the whole episode is about the gag. Like, there's no other point to it.
It does crack me up. That is pretty... Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones.
It is my favorite from that season.
Is it unanimous, then?
I do like the old man in the seat when he's just trying to get the guy to go take a shit in his private toilet.
Oh, trying not trying to keep him. And then at the end, he ends up missing the guy because he dies or whatever.
He kills himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he kills himself.
And he feels all bad about it.
Yep.
It's kind of like I was saying earlier, you know, the show starts off strong, but it really catches like a stride in being a lot funnier, like in season two. And then as each season progresses, like I find them funnier and funnier.
And it can make you laugh and get serious at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think that's a rare quality to like a TV show, especially an animated TV show about a drunk scientist and his grandson. Like, you just don't expect it.
A disgraced scientist and a high school kid? Sounds familiar.
I do love that instead of doing Back to the Future tonight, we did Rick and Morty, which is just animated Back to
the Future. For anyone out there, we were going to do an episode about Back to the Future tonight, so we figured, why not Rick and Morty instead? Same thing, right?
Yeah, it's like the same thing, except Adrian hates it because he sucks.
All true things.
Maybe Adrian didn't want to be here tonight because he hates Back to the Future.
He just hasn't seen it in like 10 years.
Adrian?
Let's not give him that excuse, Corey.
I think he didn't want to watch them.
I've said this about Adrian before, but you know... Adrian, you're dead.
Kind of dead weight. He's kind of dead weight on our podcast. I'm not gonna
lie. Fuck that guy.
Knowing that he'll never listen to this episode, we can say anything we want about Adrian.
Where have I heard that before?
Yeah. I bet about me once or twice. Probably from Adrian. Am I right? Or am I right?
it might surprise you. Who it's from
Mike.
I think maybe at one point all three of us have said it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't even know what was said. I can't agree.
We're going to moving forward. This is going to be up to Corey to really fill us in because I've only seen the first episode of season 5 without any worry of spoilers. Since this is a year old and season 6 has already started, Corey, what would you like to tell us about season 5?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I've only seen up to episode 5 of season 5.
First of all, it starts with Mr. Nimbus.
I fucking love him.
A fucking Namor slash, well, it's basically Namor. For anybody who doesn't know who Namor is from Marvel, it's the DC, or it's the Marvel's version of Aquaman, but he's way more badass.
It's basically like Namor and Aquaman combined and had like a weird...
Kinda. He's way more Namor for sure. That episode's really good. It was a good way to start the season. It had a storyline of Morty keeping this wine in another dimension.
Yeah, that was actually kind of fucking
because
crazy.
Mr. Nimbus likes his wine hundreds of years old, so Rick sent the wine to a dimension where every few seconds outside of it is hundreds of years, or at least decades long. And Morty keeps going back to get it, and they keep advancing and thinking Morty's like an evil spirit that comes back. So
keeps accidentally killing people.
He keeps accidentally getting people killed. So that storyline is so fucking good. But then there's the second storyline that Nimbus is trying to keep his peace treaty with Rick. And Mr. Nimbus is like a super sexual character who just...
Dude, his constant fucking pelvic thrusts.
Pelvic thrusts to do his moves. And
I'm like, what is going on?
The way that episode ends, though, with Jerry and Beth knocking on his door.
Are we really going to do this? I think we are.
You can never tell Rick we did this. And he just takes their hands and walks in there. And it's just understood that they had a threesome with Mr. Nimbus.
Why? I mean, why wouldn't you?
Just, I don't know if you said it, but he's Rick's arch nemesis, who's never mentioned before now.
Never mentioned. It's only because they landed the ship. He was unconscious and Morty found a way to survive because he found out Jessica likes him. So he decides to land his ship in the ocean. Rick wakes up and says, oh shit, are we in the ocean? And Mr. Nimbus shows up. So good.
And my knowledge, season 5 ends right there. So any notable episodes you want to talk about?
I love episode 2 and 3.
The second episode's actually probably my favorite of the season. He set up 1,000 decoy families just in case people ever came for him. Whole Sanchez families and Jerry keep dying. And Jerry keep like trying to survive and dying. And then it goes to the next Rick and Morty family. And his watch goes off and he goes, oh crap, decoy family died. We got to get out of here. Then that family dies. And then another one, oh crap, decoy family died.
Who the fuck is killing him?
And in every single time this happens.
Every single time. It's these squid aliens and these ships.
The same fucking conversation happens. And they're like, well, then what makes us not decoys?
Exactly. And then it ends with a bunch of Rick and Morty's like families fighting each other. But you find out that the squid people who are killing them is actually another decoy family who dressed as squids. And they're now hunting down all the other decoy families
because they're afraid.
It's such a good fucking episode.
That's fucking funny.
That was brilliant. I love the one with the the Captain Planet wannabe.
The Captain Planet. Yeah, her name is
Planetina. Of her. She was like dating Planetina. Morty or whatever.
Yeah.
Planetina, and she dates Morty, and of course Morty goes all in love with her and bullshit, you know, blah 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 blah. Because it's what Morty does. Then the fourth episode is the sperm episode where Morty fucks the horse machine.
Rick Independent Spray.
I can't even explain the exact.
It's awful.
Yeah, I can't even picture the situation leading up to the incest baby.
I'm trying to remember. I think what happens. So they don't know that it's Morty's sperm.
Yeah, he's trying to make a weapon to fight these aliens.
So they decide with these giant sperm monsters. What do sperm want? They all want an egg. So Summer offers up one of her eggs for these sperm to go to without knowing that they're Morty's sperm. It's revealed.
He thinks it's a horse sperm, so he's trying to create these giant monsters to fight against these aliens. Turns out it was...
it's Morty's sperm.
It was Morty's sperm because he got it on with the horse breeding machine.
Yeah, so it gets revealed after Summer already offers up her sperm egg that it's... Morty's sperm and all these monsters.
And they're shooting a missile to that egg to impregnate it. And Morty says that's his sperm, and they're like, oh shit, they're trying to stop the missile. But they don't. they don't succeed. It gets into that egg. And then it goes off into space and you don't see it for a few episodes. Then it comes back. And it's this inbred baby that has a giant head. It's kind of fucked up. Like, I was surprised they went with it, honestly.
I remember last year when it was airing, you were telling me it was like the raunchiest episodes you'd ever seen.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And then the last episode that I saw this season kind of cracked me up because it was these aliens that got off on Misery. So they loved being around Jerry.
Like, yeah, because they would have
Jerry tell these jokes and they're all awful, but they got off on the misery of his awful jokes.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
It's this whole species of people that are like basically wearing S&M gear and have their have their skin stretched out so their bones and muscles are showing.
Holy
it's called,
fuck.
A Mortrican Grick Feedy.
A Mortrican
Grick Feedy.
Yep.
It's a really fucking funny episode. Then there's an episode that's a little bit of a throwaway episode. It's okay, but it's the president pardoning a turkey episode.
Oh, crazy.
And it turns out the turkeys are really smart, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, they look like they have guns.
They figure out how to, like, make themselves, like, with giant human bodies.
Oh, so it's the dog episode, but with turkeys.
Yeah, and Rick and Morty are trying to get their own presidential pardon during the episode. That's the whole point of it.
Oh,
and the president and Rick have an awesome fucking fight, though.
Another one?
There's another really cool
the
fight.
The president and Rick, every time they interact, it's always pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a lot of cockiness on both sides there.
But then there's the episode with where the baby comes back. And there's a whole B story where there's, like, these almost anime superhero kids.
Are you talking about...
They're basically Power Rangers.
It's making fun of Voltron.
Or Voltron, yeah. They all ride around in weasels, or not weasels, ferrets. Instead of like dinosaurs and they get together, they're all ferrets. And Rick's is like the most powerful one and they all get sick of Rick.
Of course. So does that mean that they all bamboozle and get the better of Rick by...
They all bamboozle or whatever you said there. But then there's an episode where they're kind of making fun of the eternal spotlight. Holy shit.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
The eternal friendshine of the spotless Mort.
But it's all about him and Bird Person's like relationship growing
Isn't
up.
Isn't it Phoenix Person? Oh, growing up. Okay.
It's before he's even Bird Person.
Oh, so Bird you get person. To see some.
Well, no,
backstory.
Sorry. He's always Bird Person, I guess. I was thinking there's another version of Rick.
It looks like Rick looks a little hippie-ish here.
That's the past Rick. Fought with Bird Person and what's the cat's name?
Squanch.
They were like warriors in an army and they fought and stuff together and stuff.
That's why the end of season two is such a big deal, because those are all people that he fought like side by side with. Those are all the people he cared about in the galaxy.
He's like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. And then there's episode 9. Rick is kind of sick of Morty, so he gets a new...
Forgetting Sir Rick Mortschel.
Yeah. He gets new sidekicks. He decides to spin the wheel of sidekicks just to piss Morty off. And it ends up just being two crows. And he just takes these two crows around to do adventures with and stuff.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, it's so funny. He's just so sick of Morty and all the stupid shit he wants to do. So he gets a new sidekick. That's a good crows. One, though. And if you read the wheel, man, there's so many, like... Gene with donkey brains, half of Paul Giamatti, Jerry, and then it says in parentheses, spin again,
Jerry, spin again,
bag of meat, sentient shit, and two crows. But it's such a bullshit wheel, and the way Morty looks at it when he spins it, like, fuck you. And then he takes the two crows and just leaves Morty there. It's so funny.
That's hilarious.
But then the last episode, I think Doug would really love this one.
Rick Marai Jack.
Evil Morty comes back in this one.
Oh, really?
Pretty hardcore. It's a pretty, very Samurai Jack. He even has the two crows still in that last episode. They're still his sidekicks.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that episode, that season also ends with quite a heart pulling at the heartstrings. It's a year old, so I will tell you, they destroy the Citadel. It's gone. They blow it the fuck up.
Oh shit.
They kill everything.
Damn. I thought season 5 didn't have any like serious consequences in it, but that's intense. Okay.
Season 6 starts with them. It actually, I will give you this just because it's not a huge spoiler.
Yeah.
But you've all seen Endgame, of course.
Yeah.
It starts with Iron Man and Gamora Nebula on the ship, like dying. Well, okay. Iron Man's dying because he's a human.
Yeah.
Well, it starts with Rick and Morty on that ship dying because nobody's gotten to them. They're dying on that ship because his ship's out of, or it blew up. The portal gun at the end of this episode, they like destroyed what used to make the liquid for it, so they don't have any, so they can't go anywhere.
Oh shit.
So they're dying, and Beth shows up like Captain Marvel did, but then she's like, yeah, she's like sitting outside the window and she's trying to gesture something to them, and they're like, what are you trying to say, Beth? And she writes down on this piece of paper, and they go, oh great, she's writing it down. And she, maybe I just won't save you now. And Morty goes, oh, typical. This is fucking stupid.
Oh, typical.
Now she's not even going to save us.
Oh, typical. That's fucking funny.
But yeah, that episode, or season 5, the last episode, they really fuck some shit up in the...
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to catch up on that here very soon. So, oh, man.
There's a lot of good in season 5. And the first two episodes of season 1 are pretty fantastic.
You mean 6?
Or 6, are you?
Okay. I was just like, yeah, so there's not enough of 6 to tell how much longer you think the series might go from here. So,
yeah.
It's hard to say.
All the stuff they seem to be wrapping up.
I'm looking at this thing and they have a name for all 10 episodes already for Rick.
Yeah, they're already planned out.
Yeah, I don't want to hear those personally.
Hey, one's normal. It says Night Family.
And we'll stop right there because I don't want to hear any more of the names of the episodes.
Well, that was the only one that didn't have a pun type name, so I figured that wasn't giving anything away.
Yeah, Night Family. It's my family for night times only.
That's probably what it's about, honestly. Yeah. I guarantee it too.
So yeah, we can't really speculate too much on the...
It's like, this is my night family.
Yeah. This is
working
this
on the night family.
Night fam, working on the night family. On the night train with the night fam. Anyway.
All in all, I'm super excited where this season is going. And of course, I already want more, and I'm only two episodes in.
So to make a joke about the original joke from the original episode, do you want 100 years of Rick and Morty? Yes or no?
I want 100 years of Rick and Morty, which is 7 more seasons. So,
what about you, Mike? 100 more years of Rick and Morty or not?
100 more years, absolutely.
100 more years, and I think that's unanimous. 100 years, Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty forever. 100 more years, Rick and Morty.
Whatever, guys. Rick and Morty sucks. Shut up, Adrian. Get back in the box where we put you.
Man, you nailed it. That was an exact Adrian voice.
Perfect. Yeah. That's the voice I hear every time he speaks. Good job.
All I hear is wah 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 wah
wah wah wah. Sam Raimi. Wah wah wah.
John Favreau.
John Favreau. Sam Raimi. Wah wah. Iron Man. Wah 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 wah. There, we nailed it.
Nailed
Star Wars
it.
Sucks.
And what's your favorite episode of Rick and Morty, Adrian?
I like the one with the pickle Rick.
Huh. How that's not fucking fair. I like typical that of you. I don't hate I like that one. I do
they
like it.
They slammed Adrian and me in one hit.
What? Classic. Damn, you almost sound like Morty again.
Oh, man. I like pickle Rick.
That's a pretty good voice. Kind of got them, Morty.
You do pretty well. Yeah.
I've done it a lot.
Yeah,
my kids like it. So,
Jesus! I bet once upon a time you had the meatwad voice, didn't you?
I do still have the meatwad voice. I can still do it.
God damn! Well, nice. since we're on animated episodes and we're kind of about to wrap this one up, anime shows and whatnot. How do you feel about Aqua Teen and King of the Hill making comebacks this year?
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. King of the Hill's coming back. Aqua Teen's coming back. Beavis and Butthead already came back.
Damn it, Bobby. You got to use the propane.
I'm excited about all of that because I love both of those shows.
Like, the Beavis and Butthead already started back up.
It's actually really funny.
King of the Hill's slated for a revival this year, and Aqua Teen's slated for a revival this year.
Of course, Mike Judge is like, you know what? Hey, Beavis and Butthead's doing, they're successful. Why can't I bring King of the Hill back?
It's not even like those shows were falling off when they were done. King of the Hill had 13 seasons. He was just kind of done at the time.
And it's still revered. Like, people still love that show.
Maybe he just wanted a break.
So are we saying there's enough of us, enough King of the Hill fans here to do an episode on that show?
I would definitely have to rewatch some of that. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. But yeah, we will definitely do one in the future.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my top 5 favorite animated series of all time.
Oh, it's good. It's real good.
It's so good.
God damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
Whoa!
Are you the boys that have been whacking it in my tool shed?
But Dad,
I can't do Bobby.
Yeah, I know. I don't think.
But Dad,
that's the closest. That's like you're gonna get.
That's like Bobby with 10 years of smoking cigarettes.
That's Bobby during the revival when they bring it back.
Yeah, that's another thing about the revivals. They're all supposed to have aged significantly. So they are supposed to be old. Yeah, yeah. That's from what I've heard.
A lot of cartoons, whether they're children or not, don't do that when they come back after 10 fucking years.
It didn't even do it during its time on TV.
I decided I'm not going to take any glue to the Super Bowl. I'm taking my best friend, Boxy Brown.
Fucking Boxy Brown. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm excited for Aqua Teen to come back for sure.
Now, we're the Moonanites from the moon. Yes, from the
Frylock
moon.
Frylock was one of my, or not Frylock, Shake was one of my favorite
Master
characters.
Shake.
I loved Master Shake so much.
My tan, it fell off.
And Carl. Carl was the best.
I was going to say, Carl's my favorite.
Oh wait, God. You threw him off a cliff? We could have stayed home. You threw him off the roof. This is a magic cliff. I've seen the Highlander.
Oh, shit.
Just to shove a little extra animated series humor at the end of this. So, with that being said, any final thoughts on Rick and Morty, guys? Mike?
Mike, you got anything to say?
Rick and Morty's awesome.
Thank you. I was like, man, if he doesn't do it, I'm going to be upset. Corey, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, before I started watching this show like 5 years ago, I didn't think anything would ever take Futurama's place, honestly, for me. It wasn't even conceivable for me. Futurama was my favorite animated by far.
God, I know. When but we would go Rick to your and house.
Morty has, yeah, Rick and Morty has taken its place for me, even though I still love Futurama, and I'm super excited for it to come back. If Futurama comes back with a vengeance, it might go back and forth first for me, because they're so close. Futurama's near and dear to my heart, but Rick and Morty is just so clever. It's so fucking good.
Just to tailgate off that, with Futurama being my favorite animated show, this was the one that I thought might usurp it.
Yeah.
Even though it hasn't, and not for any reason bad, it's just that's how near and dear to my heart Futurama is.
And I can't argue that, because it's so close that anybody says Futurama's first, I just say, yep, okay.
If you go all the way back to our second episode ever released,
Doug
was quoted saying that if, depending on how Rick and Morty ends, it might take Futurama's place.
I think by the end of that episode, and you can double check me on this, I said that I don't think anything could ever take Futurama's place now that we've talked about it. I think it's just that too nostalgic and important to me.
But I am fucking loving Futurama so far.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
I can't wait to talk about it again. So
yeah. We did an episode. I'll do another one.
Yeah, as soon as you're totally caught up, let us know, because I can talk about the show anytime, anywhere, any day. But I think that's going to about wrap this up. Corey, where can these lovely listeners talk about Rick and Morty with us?
Oh, anywhere. You see me out, just talk about Rick and Morty. I'll fucking talk about it.
No. They have to meet us on the corner of Stanton and 3rd at 7 p.m. on Thursday nights only.
Behind the dumpster.
Obviously. Mike will be turning tricks.
I'll be squanching behind the dumpster.
Yeah. $7 for the show.
I don't charge that much. If you guys want to find us online, it's on Facebook, we're Culture Shock Podcasts. Instagram, it's Culture Shock 21. And on Twitter, where I do most of my work, it's CS Podcast 21. If you could go and download our episodes and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, please go ahead and leave us a nice little 5-star review. Maybe even write a little review for us, please. We'd really appreciate it. And we love you guys for everything you do.
Yeah. Let us know what your favorite episode of Rick and Morty is on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, that's going to... Mike, you ever consider trying that stream thing again? Or still no? All right. So...
Deep breath and...
I think that's going to about do it. From all of us at Culture Shock, thanks for listening.
Aw, jeez.